it was pointed out that we mustn't lose sight that we want to be at tertiary care centers in those specialties, and that we really stand out and want to continue to maintain those specialties and advance them. The third question, we talked about how we optimize services to the patient community. There was a strong sense that we need to adopt a more patient-centric approach and make sure that everyone in the enterprise is looking at this through the eyes of a patient. So if a patient is having trouble scheduling an appointment, either because certain doctors aren't available during that time, or if they schedule an appointment, that the appointments are kept, that that's really important. And if for some reason a doctor misses an appointment to deal with an emergency, having the patient know and understand that is important. The second part of this was to make sure that everyone in the enterprise knew about the patient satisfaction data. There's a strong sense that all the people in this room and participating in the breakout session and management and the board are aware of where there have been issues in patient satisfaction scores. But if we could drive that information down to everyone, doctors, nurses, physicians, assistants, staff, everyone involved, so they were aware of where there might be issues and where there are strengths, so they can maintain those strengths and work on those weaknesses and have a sense of collective ownership, that would be important. And so we thought that's an important thing to keep in mind. The greater transparency technology was a suggestion from Trustee Holmes that in other instances you can get surveyed by an iPad before you leave an institution, and maybe we can gather information more quickly than the Prasgany scores and more comprehensively if people are canvassed before they leave. And now you know not just that you'll get more information back, but you'll get it with more immediacy so that you can act upon it. And Dr. Koritz, I think, is the one who pointed out that one of the things that the enterprise has been doing, but should continue to do, is to gear research to the problems common to our community. So with hypertension, diabetes, and renal failure being acute problems in the patients that we take care of, or the lives we will, the health lives we will manage, it's important to make sure our research priorities are aligned with that. And I also remember in that question there was also a concern about making sure that we don't have issues where we have gatekeepers playing a role of keeping people from making change, and making sure that we address the issue of how nurse practitioners and advanced care nurses can be integrated. And then finally, on the last question of creating the appropriate financial model, there was a discussion that in some sense in the past that the hospital issues may not have gotten the full attention of that they deserved at every level, and that there was a sense that people are taking this on with more management, more board attention, and that's a positive thing. There was a strong emphasis that we need to collaborate, that the key to success is not to have people going off in their own silos or fiefdoms and thinking about how does this affect me, how does this affect my department or college, but a collective sense that we all want this to succeed, and having people feel that they're part of a common enterprise, and it'll have to be a give and take. There was a restatement of the fact that we're looking at all sorts of financial risk, the fact that Medicaid payments are only guaranteed, that the federal government will step in there for 2 years, and we can't take that for granted, that there are all sorts of risks that we have to manage looking forward. There was a sense that the particularly the faculty probably need to have more information shared with them so they can share both the data and share the mission and understand how acute some of these issues are, and that that may be helpful in terms of everyone getting buy-in to a common effort to move forward. And lastly, there was a strong sense that in taking on this mission with the sense of urgency that I think Trustee Estrada mentioned, that it's important that we hear out the various constituencies so that people understand why we're doing it. They have input into making the best system possible. But at the end of the day, we're asking people all to collectively believe in something that we want to involve them in the process of shaping. Thanks.
Very good. Thank you, Pat. Interesting. Well, thanks to everyone who were involved in the process. Trustee Strobel, I yield back to you any closing thoughts you have for today and what we've done today and where we go from here as a result of today. Any thoughts?
Well, yes, I will also thank all of you for doing what we set out to do, which is being extremely attentive listeners and readers and engaged discussers.